thriving in chaos. Is it possible?
Absolutely. I mean, chaos is one of those things that gets you going, doesn't it? Oh, my God, oh my, it's crazy. That sometimes throws you right in action, but we want to talk a little bit about that today because there is a little bit of chaos in the world. Just that much. It's only hasn't been going on very long, just, what, over a year now, almost a year and a half. We'll talk about ways to harness that today. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Life begins when you move, and you should do that movement all the time. All the time. You should do that, and then you should expect that it might take longer than you expect, and that's okay. You just keep dialing in that focus and dialing in that goal, and you're going to get what you want eventually. My name is Scott Smith. Happy to have you here today. I just noticed in the theme this week, it's about thriving and changing and all that kind of stuff. You can tell that I'm doing that right now, living in the moment as I go here. And it's a little bit odd doing my recording here in the studio with people around me. And they're like, they've got Mai Tais and Mai Tais and mountain bikes. It's kind of crazy. These people do strange things after long mountain bikes rides. They just kind of do weird stuff. But it's okay. Operation Reinvention is coming. Well, next week, we'll probably do a live call and get you on. Given I've got a great internet connection, I think I will next week. I think it's already in the cards. I want to talk about that because I don't care where you are in life. As we've talked about so much this week, growth and change is everything. It doesn't have to be huge. It could be small, but it's that mindset that allows you to push beyond that. And I got to tell you, after the last year, folks are changing. A lot of folks are not going back to work, not because they can't make the money. It's because they decided they like what they got better. Things are changing. They're doing their own Operation Reinvention. It's by the millions. So we're going to tap into that next week and help you do the same thing. So thriving, choosing to thrive. Are you choosing to thrive? It's a crazy question when you think about it, because in my mind, what's going on in the background here is I'm thinking, well, no, a lot of people are not. A lot of folks are choosing to exist. A lot of folks are choosing to wait to thrive. They're not taking the action to thrive, doing the things they need to thrive. Are you choosing to thrive? Do you get out of bed every single day? You got a vision board? You have a journal? You have a goal list? All these things? That's thriving, isn't it? It is, because there's more than just going out and taking action and doing things. I mean, personal development is a full-time thing. It's thinking. It's mindset. It's really working on yourself. It's choosing to be the best you can be, the best version of you can be. And I'm not even going to tell you what that is. Your best version of you is very different than my best version of me, and I have no best version of you. I don't even go there. Not even judging that. But with all the chaos we've had here for the past, how long has it been now? About 15, 16 months since the COVID virus hit? I forget now. It seems like forever ago. We were all scared to death, couldn't touch anything on the shelves. But chaos is still around us. And we hear a lot about it all the time. Few words hold more power to ignite fear, to excite hope, to get you to that click. Ding, 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 ding. To follow the link on the internet, doesn't it? Few words hold power than chaos to get you to do that. I want you to thrive during this time. So it's time to release yourself, I think. So let me back up a second here. With everything that's been going on and all these dreams you have, and you may have had a decision, you may have made a decision, maybe you're working remote these days, you got a flexible schedule, you kind of like being at home, maybe you're not. I get some emails from people struggling, single parents still having a hard time, can't figure out what to do. But it may be time that you release yourself from all the external drama. On Monday's show, I talked about creating momentum. It's kind of what I'm talking about with that, is when we're in a time like this, when things are still kind of up in the air and we're transitioning through the summertime, some things feel normal, some things not, we need to release ourselves from that. All the external drama. Here, where I'm camping, I tuned in and all they had were four channels of, I know camping, it's glamping is what it is, four channels of public TV. It's kind of releasing myself from the drama because there's no news to watch. It's kind of cool. It's time to do that and step inside yourself and say, hey, what can I do? How can I get myself moving? How can I thrive? How can I do it no matter what? So as a human, you have something magical inside. It'll allow you to ground yourself, to stay steady, and to move forward if you'll just take the time to get in touch with yourself and do it. The most successful people I know, the clients I talk to, in fact, some of the stuff I do myself, I start my morning taking that time to get grounded. That grounding gives me a steadiness. It moves me forward. Even in times of crazy transition like I've been in for the past couple of weeks now, I'm hanging on, sometimes by my fingertips, to keep things under control as everything was going crazy. We've all been there, right? I still take the day to ground myself, at least a part of the day. And the plan is always this. If I want to thrive, as soon as we get through the external drama, everything that's going on, I got to get back to normality. And I'm heading there fast right now. That hike up the mountain the other day got me there really fast. You can choose how you feel. You can chart a path if you want to. It's all up to you. You can take any action you desire. You believe that, right? I know you do. Somewhere deep inside, some of you are just do it naturally. You've got yourself conditioned. You just believe you can do it. You can choose how you want to feel today. How do you want to feel? You can decide which direction you want to go. You can take any action. Others have been knocked down, lost a little bit of hope, have a little bit of fear. Kind of difficult when you're in that place. But still, you were born to do just that. You're hardwired to go way beyond surviving. Oh, it's easy to kind of sit down and just survive. It's easy to get. Why? That's this activity every single day. It's taking your focus. And sometimes you have to do that. When it comes to survival, we're going to do it. But as soon as you rise up above that just a little bit and get beyond that, man, you can do so much. You know, you're pre-programmed with that desire to thrive. It's built into you. No matter what's going on around you, you still want to do it. You still want to be better. You want to make other people better. You want to contribute more. You want to make something out of your life, make something out of your kids' life and your grandkids' life. You want to do that. Yeah, don't wait till tomorrow to do it. You can start today. So I think it's time for you to break from any dramatic distractions that you have and release yourself. And it could just be in your head. It may be your time just to decide to make a change. And sometimes that has to take a pause to do that. I'll be honest, I've been doing the same thing here for 15 years. And when the chance came for me to ditch 12 acres, jump in my RV, and go out and just take time, I jumped on it. It just happened. I said, yeah, why not? People said, Scott, move into another house. I could right away. No problem. Didn't want to. I said, no. Detach from the dramatic distractions of all the stuff that life throws at you and release yourself. Give yourself time to do that. Take the time for it to happen. Make that decision not to settle for anything less than your dreams. Let me say that again for you. It is a decision not to settle for anything less than your dreams. Your dreams are inside of you. They can't happen. You just have to convert them to goals and then make the decisions along the way to get it to happen for you. It happens one step at a time, and it's amazing how things fall into place when you begin to do it. So are you ready to empower yourself, to break through any obstacle, to create your new reality? Are you ready for that? So listen to yourself. Trust your thoughts. And take massive and perfect action. Happiness is yours for the taking, I promise you that. As I'm talking, I'm just thinking about a client of mine who, the Friday before Memorial Day, she'd been contemplating some change. And she sent me a note, and she told me some change she'd been making that would affect me. And she was so afraid to tell me that. And basically, she's firing me, kind of, sort of, halfway. And I said, that's okay. I don't care. By that Tuesday, the next Tuesday, we talked to her, and she said, it's crazy. When I just made a big decision to shift off in a new direction, everything fell into place. Yeah, it's crazy how it works. And we'll still be working together, but we're going to shift how we go forward. She goes, yeah, I want to talk to you about that. It's amazing how it happens when you get the nerve to drop the drama, drop the other stuff, and choose to thrive no matter what that means to you. All right, there's always another chance. Some people asking for that one these days. There is. It's there. And we'll talk about that tomorrow on the Daily Boost.